Good evening, everyone, and thank you for listening to Debatatorium 2006. My name is Frank Allen. You're listening to WHRW Binghamton. I just wanted to go into one small thing before we start. Debatatorium 2006, the name, a lot of people wonder why it's called that. And, of course, it's named after the enormous debatatorium that we record in with our live audience. Seats about 1,000 people. It's very impressive. So that's why we call it that. Anyway, what we do on Debatatorium 2006 is we debate issues that are hot-button issues and decide them for you so you don't have to worry about them anymore. Tonight we have a very important issue, but we do have two debaters. Let's introduce our debaters, shall we?
Hi, my name is Sally. I'm a nice girl.
Hi, Sally. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
I like baking cookies. My mom taught me how, and they're really, really good.
Excellent. Excellent. Hopefully, you can bake us some cookies. Anyway.
Only if I win.
Oh, well, okay. Well, then I don't want to say I hope you win, but I hope I get cookies. How about that? Debater number two.
You would want cookies. You're fat.
Well.
You dare call me fat?
No, not you, honey.
Oh, okay.
I think she was talking about me. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Oh, I'm Alice Wilcox, and I am the heiress to the Wilcox rifle fortune. Wilcox.
Oh. Why is that funny?
Wilcox.
It's your name. Well, we have two very learned. I'm going to have to talk to people. Learned debaters. And we do have an important hot button issue. Tonight we're going to be debating whether or not homosexuals should be allowed to marry in our fair country of the United States of America. And of course, as everyone I'm sure already knows, Sally believes that homosexuals should not be allowed to marry, while Ms. Wilcox believes that they should be allowed to marry. So, Sally, why don't you tell us why you don't think homosexuals should get married?
I don't think that homosexuals should get married because my mommy says that it only
evil people think that.
I'm sorry?
I said that if you dare to get homosexually married, I will eat your soul.
Sally?
Yeah, what?
You just sounded very different.
My mom, she says that it's not good. It goes against the Bible.
What's not good?
The homosexual marriage.
No, I'm sorry. I'm concerned with what happened to your voice.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I just like to bake cookies.
And that has to do with... you're saying, homosexuality is evil.
Yes, it is evil.
Okay, now who's this?
What? Why are you...
You sounded different for a minute there.
Why are you... Is there something wrong with me?
That's what I'm asking you.
There's something... anything wrong with me?
Well, there's something, you might have something caught in your throat.
My mommy says that I'm really pretty.
That's nice of her. Mothers say things to children, but the point is, all right, why don't I let the second debater answer this?
Answer what?
Well, she says homosexuality is evil and etc.
No, homosexuality isn't evil. I'll tell you what's evil. Men. Men are evil. I'm on my fourth marriage already and... Oh, man. Let me tell you, I think these homosexuals are onto something, and it's just kind of funny, too.
They're onto something funny?
No, a man marrying a man, that's funny.
Why is that funny?
Because they're men.
Oh, I thought, no, but men were evil, I thought, not funny.
Well, they're evil when they're not homosexual.
And when they are, they're good.
Well, the more important point here, Frank, is that homosexuals have the same right to be miserable like the rest of us married folks.
I think I understand what you're saying. I think I understand. Now, Sally, as someone who is too young to be married, why should I listen to you at all?
Because, you evil person, I'm one true person who is talking in a funny voice.
I'm sorry?
What?
Now, you're a little girl.
I know. My mom says that homosexuality is evil, so it is.
Have you ever touched a cross?
What?
A cross. Have you ever touched one?
How dare you speak to me that way?
Because I have a feeling it might burn.
I don't like burning.
Well, fortunately, we do have, coincidentally, an expert on both...
It's bad if I burn cookies.
...both religion and homosexuality, oddly enough. So, we have an expert right here.
Good evening. My name is Father Arnold McCormick.
And now you are an expert on homosexuality and religion.
I am an expert on homosexuality and religion and all things pertaining to them both.
Now, can I ask an impertinent question?
You may ask an impertinent question as long as it's pertinent.
Are you gay?
Am I gay? As a priest of the Catholic Church, I can't say one way or another. I've taken a vow of celibacy.
Oh.
I'm neutral on the subject, so to speak.
Ah, celibacy.
Now, let me tell you. When I first became a priest, and I was indoctrinated in all the priestly duties, I was a very young priest, comparatively. There were many priests, therefore, who are older than I am, and I became a priest, I stayed a priest up until the present day. But I stayed a priest for quite a while. And I spoke with the cardinal, and he said to me, Father McCormack, he said to me. And I said, as that was my name, I said yes. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, Father McCormack, how many couples have you married? I was stunned. I had married all these couples upon whom I had performed the sacrament of matrimony. I myself had married them. I had been married hundreds of times, and half of those times to men.
Now that's interesting.
Yes.
So you now are you actually responsible for those marriages? Are they getting alimony from you or?
Alimony? No. I suppose then, and I prayed about this, you understand, Mr. Allen.
Yes.
And I thought a lot, and I spoke to God, and I meditated, and I realized that I'd never divorced them.
Oh.
That makes me a polygamist. So no alimony has been paid.
So now, Sally, how do you respond to this? This is a good Catholic man who is married to many hundreds of men and women.
That's just really weird, man.
Well, you know, from a religious point of view, many things seem weird to those who have not seen the truth of the matter.
The truth of the matter?
Yes.
The truth!
Have you been introduced to the concept of exorcism?
No.
It's a sort of thing you do in a gymnasium, I think. I've heard it mentioned.
Can you perform one right now?
Yes.
I will have your soul!
Lie down. I'll hold your feet. Try to set up.
What?
Try to set up without using your arms to help you.
You sit up and you...
I used your mom last night!
Highly unlikely, I think.
Me too.
All right, Miss Wilcox, do you have any questions for this good gentleman here, this good priest we've got here?
No, he's just further proving my point that homosexual marriage is okay and funny.
Well, I think all my wives and husbands would agree with you.
Now... Would they be considered married to each other as well?
I suppose they would. As I said to them, I think, do you take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband and vice versa? Or something along those lines. It's in a book that I read from. And so, yes, I suppose they're married to each other, principally. But if I married them, I'm married to them.
Now, oddly enough, we do have another expert here who I do believe wants to comment on this.
That's right. I do want to comment on this. Okay. I go by the name of Trapper Mike McGinnis. My friends call me Trapper Mike. My enemies, they're making a big mistake. I'm the greatest trapper, animal trapper. In all of Long Island, possibly New York State.
Yes.
I've decided to weigh in on this particular issue.
Okay.
Frankly, I just caught a raccoon in cruel jaws of one of my traps, and work got out a little bit early tonight. So here's the deal. Why are these people really opposed to gay marriage? Well, I gotta tell you, they're misguided. Here's the deal. Human body made up of a lot of genomes. Genes are selfish little things. They want to replicate themselves.
That's not been proven.
People are just a bunch of meat robots, I'll tell you that much. you know what? Know your role, I'm talking. Here's the role. Basically...
It's a theory.
Homosexuals are no threat to anybody because they operate entirely outside their sphere. Their genomes aren't going down the next generation anyway. You know, they don't like to be called genetic mistakes, but really, what can you say? And the best thing about being on the radio is I don't have to hang out with any of you people in person. You know what?
So are you saying that homosexual marriage should be allowed because it's not like they're going to have kids anyway?
Yeah, it's not going to hurt anybody.
But what about the fact that, I mean, we've had homosexuals for many years.
Yeah.
If it's not being passed down genetically, how did they keep happening?
Well, evidently, you've never read about recessive genes. Sorry I'm not speaking to an educated man on this issue.
Well, I've heard of recessive genes.
Well, that's the deal. Recessive genes, all right? Best explanation is always the short explanation.
That was pretty short.
Yeah, I don't waste time. I get to my point, if I don't know what I'm talking about, I keep my mouth shut. If I do know what I'm talking about, I set people straight, or I go and kick their asses, one of the two.
So you're in support of the woman you're yelling at for laughing?
Sure, I agree with her point. Just because she's a reprehensible human being doesn't mean you disagree with her.
Reprehensible human being.
Okay.
Besides, she's better than the schizophrenic little twerp over here.
We can't be friends.
I'm afraid not. Your cookies would likely have hair on them, toots. And I gotta tell you, the priest, probably an okay guy.
Thank you, sir. Bless you.
Well, he's married to a lot of men.
Yes.
Good Irishman.
Right, they're all good Irishmen. Most of them.
Good Irishman. Never going to get a pub fight with an Irishman, but you, Frank, I'm not so sure. Any questions?
Well, I'm not Irish. No, but thank you for clearing that up for us. Okay, now, so debaters, anybody want to weigh in on what Trapper Mike had to say for us? Does this change any of your minds?
As far as I see it, I've already won this debate.
It's an interesting theory.
I believe my mom more than I believe some guy who goes around killing squirrels.
Some squirrels need to be killed, girl.
Do squirrels break the law?
You know, if they're in a place where they're not supposed to be, and I get paid to kill them, those squirrels get dead. That's how that goes.
All right, well, thank you for that.
I'm very good at what I do, and I do it well.
If I ever have any squirrels in my studio or my debatatorium, I will call you up.
Well, I don't work cheap, okay? Get that straight. But well, yes, if you have squirrels...
If you kill the squirrels, you will surely die.
We'll all surely die.
That's a good point, actually.
We must repent before we do.
That's a true point. It's not a very productive point, though.
No, well, I suppose not.
Sally, why don't
you... You will die immediately.
My goodness. Sally, why don't you give us your final arguments so that we can sum this all up?
Gay people are breaking the rules because my mom said so, and my mom makes really good cookies, and this guy, he kills squirrels, and they're really cute, and that's not right.
So homosexuals should not be allowed to kill squirrels?
Yes.
Okay. And Miss Wilcox, what do you think about this? Closing arguments.
First of all, I'm very embarrassed that you brought a little girl on to debate me, the heiress of the damn rifle fortune. But homosexuality. Homosexual marriage. What the hell? Go for it. Heterosexual marriage sure as hell don't work. And besides, how funny is it if Elton John were to marry George Michael? What a couple.
The thrust of your argument is it would be interesting episodes of Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. Let me think really hard about this. Seems like my experts were a little more informed than my debaters.
That's why they're experts!
That is why they're experts. And since they both said that gay marriage was okay, I'm going to say that gay marriage is okay. So, sorry, Sally, you have officially lost the debate.
But no cookies for you.
I did want cookies.
You will not get any cookies!
All right, I guess I won't get cookies.
You'll have a Eucharist after.
Thank you. It's not as good as a cookie, but... Well, that means Ms. Wilcox is our champion, our winner. And we'll go on... Go on to the championship rounds, next rounds. The point is, why don't you all tune in next week for another episode of Debatatorium 2006, where we'll find out who is going to have to fight Ms. Wilcox in the next round. This is going to be exciting. Thank you so much. My name's Frank Allen. Good night.